Jeff Green has won 4 titles as a coach in the New Zealand National Basketball League. He's had a lot of involvement in sport in many different capacities, and back in the day too, perhaps helped to negotiate the Tainui involvement with the Warriors. So there's plenty to reflect back on Jeff's sporting career. He also had the foresight to establish Waikato Country Basketball, and this brings in a lot of our satellite communities, your Te Arohas, your Matamata, Morrinsville, all of these sort of smaller 3,000-5,000 resident communities where basketball continues to be going gangbusters. It is the preferred sport for many of our rangatahi, and we can't not acknowledge that. And by his own admission, I guess Jeff would say that he would be the most famous ex-Māori College student. Or would he? He's with us. Hey, Jeff, te rākwe.
Kia ora. Kia ora, Dale. Yeah, Māori College, I remember the days.
Yes, I know.
Foundation pupil.
Really?
No. So, yeah, back in 1972.
Oh, hey, you know, you're much more famous than any other Māori College ex-students I can think of.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, you got Frank Bunce. You got
who?
Our old mate Willie.
Who?
Willie Jackson. Willie was at Māori College.
Oh, was he? Who's Willie Jackson? Frank Bunce. Who's Willie Jackson?
Yeah. Some people know him.
We do, though, don't we, Jeff? It's good to talk with you again, Coach. Good to talk about life and about basketball. When you had the thought to, because, you know, it's been a pretty closed shop. I don't know when the last time Basketball New Zealand had a tunnel to create another regional vehicle, but it's been going now for a number of years, maybe 5. You can clarify this, please. And it might illustrate the growth in basketball nationally, the success of the formula that you've encouraged here. So what was your thinking when you thought, okay, well, I'm going to make a tunnel to create a different region and to bring basketball to our smaller communities? When did that happen? What's been the result?
Yeah, look, Dale, it's been a massive expansion. And like some of the towns that you mentioned, it's even bigger than that. We Waikato Country covers all the way down to National Park, Taumaranui, Te Kuiti, Tokoroa, you know, Putaruru, all of those as far as up as Tuakau, Huntly, you know, all of those places in and around Hamilton. Not Hamilton itself, but everything else outside it. And, you know, it's a massive era, massive, massive era. And, like, you know, we've got so many people in those communities that just want to, our tamariki and our, and that, they just love basketball. It's a sport that it doesn't matter who you are or, you know, people think basketball, you need to be tall, but like, you know, it's just a sport that anyone can play, and it's cheap to play. You know, all you need, you don't even need, and this is a great story. I was in Taumaranui doing a camp 3 years ago, and we did the camp in the morning, and I went downtown to have some lunch for the afternoon session, and I saw a kid walking along, dribbling a basketball in jandals. And it was just, this kid was awesome dribbling the ball. I stopped and said, oh, we've got a basketball camp here in town. And he goes, oh, no, I can't afford. And because it was $10 for the camp. And he said, no, I can't afford $10. I don't have $10. And I said, look, then what about that? You can dribble a basketball. And he said, oh, I don't have shoes. I said, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, and so I said to him, you know, don't worry about the $10. Come on down. Now, that kid, that was 3 years ago. He was in a, he made the New Zealand trial last year for the under-16s. And he went on a tour to Australia with a secondary New Zealand team. So, you know, it was that's the sort of thing that basketball does. And, you know, and Māori kid, and, like, you know, what he takes, his father brings him up twice a week to Cambridge for practices and for that. You know, that's a 3.5-hour journey, twice a week, one way. And that's the commitment that, you know, so it's just a fantastic thing that getting out into our communities, because our kids just love the game.
Tēnā koe,
that's
Jeff.
The commitment that they show.
And that's out of Taumaranui, which illustrates exactly what I was saying. You know, the sport's really popular, and with improved digital connections, you know, our rangatahi are watching games left, right and centre, including our National League as well. What about Basketball New Zealand? Did they accommodate the establishment of Waikato Country well enough, and have they, they've accepted it now? How's it been tracking as far as numbers are concerned, Jeff?
Yeah. Oh, it's just huge. The numbers are huge, and, well, yeah, I know I fall foul of the establishment quite often, as we know, Dale, but I've got to say, Basketball New Zealand have been very, very accommodating and helpful. And, you know, it's those sort of things that that we've got to work together as a sport. So on one hand, I'm the bad boy, but on the other hand, you know, they're really accommodating. And like, you know, the current CEO, Dylan Boucher, as you know, Dylan, you know, I coached him for many years, but yeah, he's been really good for the sport. He's someone that's come from the sport, and, you know, he's done a great job. And so, you know, it's been really good. And so they've been very helpful. So even though I continue to run foul of the administration at times, but, you know, get past that.
Yeah, well, that's just been part of your style. Any overseas coaching mahi of recent times too, Jeff?
No, I've sort of, since COVID, I've sort of stopped doing stints overseas. My agent always has a lot of work in the Middle East, is, you know, like up in Dubai and in Qatar and those sort of things. There's a lot of jobs going, and but, I'm sort of steering away from that and just concentrating on my Waikato Country. But I do do a little bit of consulting with the Franklin Bulls up your guys' way. And so you'll see me on the bench helping out with their National League team here and there. But, I concentrate more on Waikato Country. That's my love. But the grassroots.
Fantastic. Hey, as a guy who negotiated on behalf of Tainui the purchase of the Warriors all those years ago, and it's a lot of years now, of course they're there or thereabouts at the moment, hosting the Melbourne Storm tomorrow night. But look, it didn't work out then, but even so, it remains a very a club that has a very proud Māori support base, ne? What are you making of what we're witnessing here, nigh on 30 years on?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, though, Dale. 25 years, that was 25 years ago. In fact, a few people were giving me a bit of a ribbing at my pokai at Waingaro Marae, and because of the, you know, it's been that long ago, and it was suggested that maybe we should be back in there and giving them a hand as well. But, you know, because as you know, rugby league is huge for down our way here in the Waikato. And, you know, they all love it. And it's, that enthusiasm hasn't waned 25 years. And they said, oh, you know, Jeff, you need to get us a big tent in the end zone or something to celebrate our 25 years of helping the Warriors on their road. But what a fantastic opportunity. And, you know, Everyone loves them, don't they? Yeah, up the wires.
Up the wires. How many more calls you got now, Jeff Green?
Oh, mate.
Oh, mate. How many? What did you say?
Four muku muku. 27 muku. Four muku muku. Oh, getting old, Dale. Getting old.
You can run the annual Green Whānau tournament. And with that brood, good on you, Jeff. That's living, mate. You're a squillionaire in life, if that's the case, then, my friend. So we've chosen a song for you.
No.
I don't think it really illustrates what you're about, but because you have these battles against the establishment, we thought we'd play a little piece of this one for you. You know that one, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay then, Jeff. Hey, thanks for having a yarn today, Jeff. All the best to you and the fams, and go wake up the country in the B-ball.
Okay, kia ora.
Thanks, Jeff. Good talking, man. There it is. He's a good guy, but a lot of people think he's a bad boy. Here's a song for Jeff Green. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for